We have 16 counties represented here today. It's commissioners, firefighters, law enforcement, sheriff's department, highway patrol, state officials. I mean, you name it, we've got them here. News media, we always appreciate the news media's showing up. But it's a tabletop exercise based on a major earthquake on the New Madrid, as well as one on Wabash almost simultaneously within 2 days of one another. And it's so we can look at how bad our infrastructure's tore up, the building damage we got, fatalities, number of injured, people out of their homes. What do we do about sheltering? What do we do about evacuation to get people out of the area because the area is not livable? And then how do we get resources in here? Where do they come from? And what are we going to do first? And we know first we're going to depend on our own Region B counties and people here in the 16 counties. Then we'll branch out from there, requesting help, mutual aid, and so forth as the need arises. And of course, then we're ready to go to the state, declare a state of emergency, and start sending in our requests to them.
Under this scenario, what kind of a damage are you dealing with in Hannibal?
Basically, total infrastructure destruction, and numerous buildings damaged and collapsed. A lot of our buildings are old buildings, soft brick, soft mortar. No water, sewer, electric, telephones, all of the conveniences of home that people are used to, you don't have. And the ability for all of our fire apparatuses, ambulance, police cars, all these people to get around, the infrastructure, the roads are buckled and tore up to where they can't get around. We've got to seek alternate ways of how do we get those people to the people that need the help. And so we're thinking of every avenue that we possibly can, making it as critical as we can. And then when it happens, if it ain't that bad, then we're just home free.
From what I've read about earthquakes and the New Madrid quake in the early 1800s and the way that the ground is here, that there could be some significant problems up through the river bottom.
Oh, absolutely. We know even when you get up towards the Taylor Junction area, a lot of that is sand area up in there. We're going to see liquefaction. So what we're looking at in this scenario, that North 61 is impassable, South 61 is impassable. We can't get across the bridges because even if the new bridge is there, the approaches to it is gone. So we can get no help from Illinois. We can't get to Illinois. So the only thing we've got really is east and west, Highway 36 from Hannibal to the west.
And basic communication with news media and even with computers and internet, that might be really tough.
I think communications would be very, very sketchy at best. And, we would try to get our news media informed of where we would have a point of contact in a place where we could hold news briefings to get them there, because we have to depend on news media to get the word out to people that, hey, we'll get there. Hold tight, we're coming.
And it may be a case where you can't get it out because everybody's antennas are down.
That's possible, too. We saw that May 20th with loss of power. We could talk to the news medias, but people didn't have power to listen to radio or TV. So, we know that these problems are there and they're going to be there. And there's no way you can really do a tabletop and do it justice. No way you can do a full scale, where we activate everything and do it justice, because we're not really dealing with it. And I think when it happens, it's going to be catastrophic. And, we're just trying to set the mind frame now of our first responders and our people. We've got a job to do, and we better start practicing harder and harder all the time.